Hello and welcome to Gimmercast episode 274, No More Catherine, FFS. This is the show recorded on the 5th of December, 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hi.
Yes, hello. So another live show. People are talking in the chat room, aka some guy called Oxlow, but whatevers.
Now for the news.
And to start off, as you may have guessed from the title, some Catherine news. They have announced the collector's edition that's coming out over here. It's called the Stray Sheep Edition in the UK.
Stray Sheep?
It's the name of the bar in Catherine. So in America they had the Love is Over Edition, which I bought. Because I bought the Japanese version of the Love is Over Edition.
Why are we looking at me? Let's put it on you.
There's now the Stray Sheep Edition. Can I just show this or shall I?
How? Is it on the show notes?
Yeah, it's on the show notes. It's a picture of it. So it comes with pretty much different stuff in comparison to the American version. And as you can see there's the contents, or some of the contents that you can see. I knew that was going to happen.
Down Windows 7.
Yeah, with the little snapping thing and all that stuff. The only thing that's the same is it comes in a pizza box, which you can see there. The little white box that says Stray Sheep on it. So it comes in a pizza box like the Love is Over Edition did. The game has the reversible sleeve, like was announced last week, which we mentioned. But then you get a t-shirt like you did with the Love is Over, except it's a rave t-shirt that Vincent wears in the game. Then you also get a poster of Catherine lying on some sheets of music, which is the cover for the kind of promotional soundtrack that came with the game. Then you get some coasters, which are the two little circles, which is supposed to be like bar coasters, and that's all that you get with inside it. So the Love is Over one had a pair of boxer shorts, a t-shirt, soundtrack, art book,
and someone's face.
So oddly the soundtrack and the art book aren't coming with the Stray Sheep edition, which is a bit odd as it was a pre-order bonus in America and Japan, but we're not going to get that over here. However, so you do get a fair few things, I suppose, considering it's only going to be £55, so it's going to be £54.99. The retail of the normal copy of the game is £44.99, so it's only a tenner extra. Of course, some stores will sell it, the standard game, a bit cheaper anyway. But I'm totally going to buy this, so then I can play it in English and understand the story. Because I didn't get to do that. But Catherine's a pretty awesome puzzle game.
Can I ask a question?
That I have enjoyed.
Have you bought the Japanese version?
Yes.
Have you bought the American version?
Yes.
Are you planning on buying the UK version?
Yes. Well, the American version won't work because it is region locked to an American console.
Don't you have an American console?
No, I have a Japanese console. Which is what I played my Japanese version on.
Who eyes?
Yes. So that's pretty cool. There is still no release date for Catherine. Hopefully they will announce one soon, and then we'll know when it's coming out. Okay, so next up, I'll try and move this here so I don't look down all the time.
Don't look down, look up.
Look up. But also reach your notes.
Well, the thing is, the cameras are quite high.
Yeah.
Because if we had a mid-level, they'd be inside my monitor.
I thought you were going to say inside your head or something like that. I was going to be like, what?
How can a camera be inside?
I don't know. So, 3D classics, which are 3DS kind of revamped versions of old school games, like NES games. They did a 3D classics Excitebike on the 3DS that you could get for free as long as you downloaded it before, I think it was March next year. When did the 3DS come out?
The 3DS did come out in earlier this year. In March, in fact.
It was March. Okay, so maybe the freeness of Excitebike has gone now. However, they're releasing 3D classics of Kid Icarus, and you will be able to get that for free as well, should you do certain things. So firstly, if you register two 3DS games between now, yeah, so on the Club Nintendo website, this is a UK thing. If you go on the Club Nintendo website, you can register games. Inside of your games, you get a little kind of piece of paper that has a little code with some silver over it. you rubberoid silver and you put the code in on the website, and then you get VIP points for that. You can then exchange your VIP points for silly little things like wallpapers and music clips, but they also put things up on there like the Super Mario Galaxy soundtrack. There was a Link and a Pona figure. There were some notebooks. They change them every now and again. Sometimes they put games on there. It's quite nice because they have actually made the store a lot better, because it used to just be all digital stuff.
Digital, eh?
Except for the Nintendo DS that they put on there, which you had to pay, give, I think it was 1,000 VIP points and pay 120 quid. And then you got a Nintendo DS a month before it came out. But you also got a copy of Mario 64. And a demo of WarioWare Touched, as well as the Metroid demo. So I thought that was pretty awesome, and that's how I got my DS originally. If you're a member of the website, or if you're not a member, you can register, and you have some 3DS games that you bought.
No, I don't want to register.
If you register two of your games, you're entered into a prize draw to win a limited edition Mario-themed 3DS. Apparently they're giving away 3,000 of them. Oh, wait. No, sorry. There's 3,000... I thought I read that wrong. So there's 3,000 of them made in production. I haven't seen a picture of this Mario-themed DS, or 3DS, but I imagine it's different to the Super Mario 3D Land one, which is just a pearl white 3DS. But if you register two games before January 31st, you could win this console, handheld, I suppose. And also, if you register two of the games, you can get a copy of Kid Icarus for free, which will usually cost, not entirely sure because I don't have a price here, but it's certain 3DS titles. However, it's most of the main ones people would have bought. So if you register between now and January 5th, you can get the free copy of Kid Icarus, whereas now and January 31st for the console. The games you have to register include Resident Evil Revelations, which of course is not out yet, Mario Kart 7, which of course came out last week, Super Pokemon Rumble, which came out last week, or was it last week? Yeah, last week, I think. Super Mario 3D Land, Tetris, Star Fox 64, Resident Evil Mercenaries, Ocarina of Time, Dead or Alive Dimensions, Steel Diver, Nintendogs and Cats, Pilot Wings Resort, and Street Fighter 4 3D Edition. So I'm sure most people will have bought at least one of those, maybe two. If you have bought the two, register them, and you can get Kid Icarus and maybe win a 3DS, which is pretty cool. You're allowed to enter that competition a maximum of 5 times, which means if you register 10 games, you can be entered 5 times. There are also 1,000 Mario, Peach, and Toad systems to be won. I'm guessing they're like themed 3DSs as well. However, the limited edition Mario one is like an uber special one.
Nice.
I will say though, if you do think you want to do this, if you register a game on the Nintendo website, it's horrible. You have to review the game. You get like pages of surveys that you have to fill out in order to get your points. You can't just say skip, 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 skip. You've got to fill them all in, which is what has put me off registering my games for, like, since forever now. Like, the second they implemented it, I haven't registered a game. However, I will now for this, so I can get Kid Icarus for free and maybe win a Mario 3DS, although it's still not a Zelda 3DS.
Meh.
Which I want. So, yeah.
Right, so that's, what the hell? What?
So, next up, sadly this game is not out in the UK.
Seen It!
Yes, so Seen It, the game everyone loves that is very giving on the GE, and lots of fun to play as well, just because it's just a random
Seen It is good, the second Seen It is the best, the third one is the sucks.
Yes, the third one's really horrible. Why they didn't put Avatar support in it?
Because they're dumb, retarded people.
But the first one's really good, and the second one's awesome as well. So they've made a new one, a totally different company have made it. And this is called Seen It Movie Night. It's actually an XBLA PSN download. North America only. You can... Well, America only for the XBLA one. And it's also available in Canada on the PSN.
Oh, okay.
But apparently it's coming out in Canada on XBLA as well, but it hasn't come out yet. no official announcement for a UK release date, which is really sad, because I wouldn't mind buying an XBLA Scenic game. Because that's the kind of thing that you can put out lots of DLC for. Plus, it's only 800 points, which isn't bad at all. But it's got lots of new films in it. They've said it's got Social Network in it, and then, of course, it's still got old stuff, classics, as they say, like The Godfather. There will also be additional titles released in the following months, in this mega movies kind of start of games. Have you flipped me? You have flipped me. What's the chat room saying there? Is Cena actually rolling? Oh, okay, no, it's not at the moment.
No, it is not announced.
I scoured the interwebs and sadly have not found out any information to if Cena's coming out over here. I had a look on Major Nelson and 360 Achievements, a few other places, and there was actually a Cena developer who had posted saying, answers to people, because lots of people were like, oh, why is it not out in Canada yet? And they said, oh, it's okay, it'll be out soon. So yeah, sadly it's not out in the UK. Hopefully it will come out in the UK, but of course it means that they'd have to pay more money for royalties and IP licenses and stuff like that, because of course film licenses are quite expensive.
Aye, true that.
So maybe they can't afford to pay for them in the UK as well.
Yeah, because the thing is, yeah, with games like that is, I can't imagine the game actually makes a lot of money. I imagine the film studios would suck up a significant chunk.
Like, most of the money in development would be paying for the movie licenses.
But I'm saying that, they're fairly cheap to make up on that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's quite an easy-to-make game. Apparently chat room are having problems.
Yes, apparently the chat room is having problems, so let's read out some funky comments from YouTube. Hey, YouTubers, yo, Paul is cool if you share his humour, and strangely looks like Nicole Williamson. Paul is cool, sometimes a lot. I love the show, you guys have great chemistry with just the right amount of information and madness to keep it entertaining. Paul is cool. Yeah, see, we like those sort of comments. Yo, Paul is cool. Yeah, that's from Mastertronic 85 and Punk Rock 007 and Matt.
I love your reading out of them. You're just like Mr. Adam Buxton.
Hey, I'm the one who started it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always read comments on YouTube.
Yeah, but you don't usually read them out to people.
Yeah, but I read them in my head. Same okay. thing. What are you... Anyway, aren't we supposed to be doing stuff?
I was.
Why
was
are
just,
you sending me links?
I was just sending you a link so you could have a picture to show how cute something is, which is the next show note.
Well, can you not prepare these on the PowerPoint in the future?
I'm sorry. Well, I thought we were only doing it for new releases. No, you could just show that picture.
This picture?
Yeah, it says play video on it, but meh.
Oh, dear.
So the next...
What's
that? It's a cat ball. So, the next thing is a brief mention of an iOS game that came out on the 1st of December. It's called Cat Ball Eat It All. As you can see from the picture, it is a cat that is a ball. It's amazingly cute. It's super cute. And then, you can make him jump, and then he puffs up bigger. It's kind of like a Katamari game. So, he's like the Prince's Katamari. He munches on what looked like teddy bears in the level that I played. And you have to just eat everything. So when you start eating the stuff, when all the little things within the level have gone, you can then munch on the level itself, and then everything goes. There's a time limit. If you don't manage to eat everything, Dog Wall, I believe, then will attack Cat Ball, who is a dog in the background. It's a simple game with just touch controls. So... just pressing left on the screen moves him left, pressing right on the screen moves him right, and then if you tap the two together he'll jump up and float. See, there's Dog Wall.
What?
I think it's really cute. It's got quite a nice art style.
Yeah, but we are talking about this when we could be talking about Total War Shogun 2.
Okay, well, you can stop the video. But yeah, you can get Cat Ball for free. It doesn't cost anything at the moment. Like a lot of people do on iOS stuff. So you can get the first two... You can get the first two levels for free in it. I believe there's other levels on there that you can purchase, as well as different versions of Cavil. Looks creepy. So Catball eats it all. Check it out, it's really cute. I fell in love with the cat. I want the cat ball thing as my wallpaper on like every computer, but I can't find a big enough image.
Oh, what a shame. However will we cope without having your catball? Are we talking about Shogun then?
Yes, we are. Well, I thought you were doing something because you moved the chat room there.
Yeah, just so people can see the chat room. I think it's a good idea.
Total War Shogun 2 news. Two DRC packs have been announced. The Hattori Clan and the Blood Pack. So, no official release dates on when they are actually coming out. The Hattori Clan was originally included in the Shogun 2 Limited Edition. So you may already have that. But you also may not if you didn't buy the limited edition. It has an extra scenario, extra armor, XP for your avatar, and it has the most powerful battlefield ninja available, apparently.
Yeah, who's that?
As it says.
Right. Bob Monkhouse.
No. The Blood Pack allows, I suppose, a more mature, gory side to the Shogun game. It includes, it adds, I suppose, because of course you're using samurai swords and stuff like that. It adds decapitation, limb removals, blood splatter effects on weapons and the battlefield, and much more. It also means that your forces can tear chunks out of the enemy with rifle or cannon fire.
Not bad.
If you purchase the Blood Pack, though, it then makes Shogun 2 an 18-rated game. With all that extra blood and stuff. No release dates for these DLC packs or prices, but I'm sure they'll be announced shortly.
Hopefully they'll be.
Oh, wait, actually, no, they're available now. There you go.
They're available now. Oh, damn, I'm going to have to buy.
Yeah, they're the third and fourth pieces of DLC available now. But as I said, the Hattori Clan was available with the limited edition version of Shogun 2 if you already bought that. I wish it said at the bottom that it was available for download now and not at the top, because I missed out. So next
2.8 hours later, I do believe we are talking about.
Yes, 2.8 hours later is quite an interesting kind of thing that they've, I suppose a small amount of people have started up, which is kind of a play on 28 days later. So the zombie film. 2.8 hours later is kind of a live action zombie thing that you can like attend. Well, you kind of have to buy tickets for it, and then you can attend, and you can volunteer to be a zombie, or you can be on the kind of survivor side of things. They're looking apparently now for some new places. If you go on their Facebook page, so if you search for 2.8 hours later, they've got polls for where they should do their next venues. They had one on Halloween in London, I know, because I have a friend who went there, and she said it was absolutely awesome. They've done them before in Bristol and Leeds. And they're now looking at Oxford, Nottingham and Manchester, but they're also considering Edinburgh, London, Birmingham, Liverpool and Newcastle. It's a pretty kind of awesome event to go to because you don't get to do that kind of thing that often. I'm not entirely sure how they kind of get away with doing it either, because it's kind of like clearing out a place at night and then having people running around like zombies. It also sounds a little bit violent in a way because, like,
they
could kind of rugby tackle you.
Yeah, what's a zombie in there?
And the thing is, like, some of the volunteer zombies, like, are good runners, so they will sprint after you, where some will perhaps take the kind of course of a slow moving zombie, or, you know, I suppose because it's 2.8 hours later in the kind of theme of 28 days later. Most will take on the fast running one, but it means you have to be a good runner as well if you want to do it. Or if you wanted to be turned into a zombie, you could do it as well, because they have like makeup artists there that can then turn you into a zombie, so then you can infect other people.
How do you infect other people? Do they give you a disease to infect them, or
I think it's just like a case of grabbing and
so fake, basically fake it's an eating. Excuse to play
tag
only for grown-ups.
For grown-ups with blood and moaning. And you've got to, like, find safe houses and stuff like that. So, like, when you start, you get given a brief. and you've got to get to a location, and, like, I think there's other survivors as well, and you can meet up, and you have to find other people to help them. It's a really cool kind of event. So if you go on their Facebook page, you can vote to try and get it in your nearest place, and then try and buy tickets before they sell out. I kind of wanted to go, but then Halloween being my birthday, I didn't want to go, because I wanted to spend my birthday inside.
Meh. What's this Battlefield 3 stuff?
So, back to Cockland?
Mm-hmm.
The first piece of DLC is available tomorrow on the PSN, and December 13th on the XBLA, or not XBLA, XBLM.
Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yep, and PC. I didn't realise that they had a PS3 exclusivity.
Yeah, Sony's desperate attempt to compete with Modern Warfare was, let's see if we can get Battlefield DLC a month early, and then they failed and only got like a week early.
Okay, so it's got four multiplayer maps in it, which includes Strike at Karkand, Wake Funny Island, enough. Gulf of Oman, and Shargi Peninsula.
Yeah, so all like old school maps.
Yeah, so it's old school maps revamped for Battlefield 3.
Makes more sense.
In addition to those maps as well,
dire,
you
that,
also
isn't it?
Get Conquest dire. Assault. Conquest Assault mode?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever playing that. What was that?
Sounds like Conquest Assault.
Well, it was in Battlefield 2.
You shoot people.
It's a twist on the old school Conquest mode. But
dire.
With Assault added to the end. As well as that, you get 3 new vehicles, 10 new weapons, 5 new dog tags, and 5 new achievements / trophies for whatever console platform you're playing it on. And yeah. Anyone, of course, who pre-ordered the limited edition gets it for free. Anyone who didn't, you have to pay £11.99 on PSN or 1,200 Microsoft
points. So once again, cheaper on Xbox.
Yep. And of course, it's $11.99 on Steam as well. So yeah, more. First piece of DLC.
This is taking a long time. Let's speed this up, shall we? Let's talk about Crusader Kings 2, because this is a fun game where you get to be a Crusader King and you're the second one.
So we showed the first live action trailer, and I was just going to say the second live action trailer is out now.
Okay, cool.
We've got a link on the Gamercast website, which you can see in the background there, just up here, Gamercast.net.
Yeah.
if you go on there, you can watch it. I prefer the first live action trailer to the second one, because the second one's a little silly, because they do dancing in it at one point, and I found that a little
you
bit silly.
You like to dancing.
Yeah. But it's still comical and nice, and he still calls him dude.
Dude. Yeah,
just like that.
Dude.
But yeah, so another nice little live action trailer. What are you doing?
Let's talk about All Zombies Must Die.
So All Zombies Must Die, it might actually be the third or fourth game from Double Six now. So Double Six made Burn Zombie Burn for PSN, which was a twin stick style isometric zombie shooter game. They've now made their second zombie game, which is not out yet, but coming out soon, and that is All Zombies Must Die. It has now been announced to be released on Xbox 360 as well, which is nice.
Fun.
We played it at, well, we being me and Charlotte played it at, what was it called? MCM Expo. And had some fun.
Fun.
And it was cute because the developers had their kids dressed up as zombies.
Fun.
We did play it on PS3 though, but it was still quite enjoyable. It's now, it's unlike Burn Zombie Burn, it's a four-player co-op zombie game. And isn't too bad. Apparently it's coming out this winter. We just don't know exactly when.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say what the chat room just said? About the Crusader?
No, you cannot.
Aww. I keep making noises.
This one teaches you about what you can do in Crusader Kings.
Yes, so
from Charlotte.
As Charlotte has said in the chat room, the new live-action Deadly Sins MV trailer, live-action thing, for Crusader Kings 2... teaches you about what you can do in the game, because he's got like a family in one region that he wants to have their money, I think it is.
The money. Right. I will have the money.
So he comes up with a plan to get it all by like becoming friends with some people and killing others, and there's like a stupid one and he'll just let them do whatever, and it's nice. Next up on the show notes, I have about Never Dead, which Paul doesn't know anything about. But Never Dead, I played at E3. Never Dead is Konami's kind of upcoming game.
Is it World of Warcraft?
No, it's not World of Warcraft.
Well, what's the point?
So Konami don't usually work with Rebellion, as far as I'm aware. Rebellion Software, of course, are the guys who are in Oxford. They made stuff like Sniper Elite. What else did they do? I'm trying to think. Rogue Trooper, Shell Shock, the recent one, Rogue Warrior. Can't really think of anything else they've made at the moment. But they've been making this really cool game called Never Dead, which is quite a different kind of game. So it's kind of like a hack and slash, but the protagonist of the game can't die. So you can have your limbs chopped off by like the enemies and stuff like that. But you can like roll yourself back together. You can play as your head, so you can just roll around, or you can like have your arms off like over that way and then start shooting.
Wait, I'm confused. Did you just say you can play as your head?
Well, you can like your head is the last bit of your body that is on its own, so you can move around without legs.
Okay, that's
it's good. It's quite a weird game, because of course not many games do that. So you could have your arm get blown off, but still be going around shooting. It's quite an ingenious game. So there is still some ways for you to like almost die. So there's certain enemies.
Yeah, like if someone puts your head
that
into
can
a
do
box,
stuff with your heads.
And your head,
your
can't
heads,
get
your
out.
Head. But you can also choose to just explode yourself, and you can tell your body parts to all come rolling back to you as well. But it's quite a cool and interesting game. Not really the kind of thing that Rebellion usually make, but very interesting. I quite enjoyed playing it at E3. It was kind of hard to get used to the controls at first, just because they were a little bit different to what I was kind of used to, I think. I'm sure something was a bit funny about the controls, or that it wasn't explained very well. I can't remember. But it's good. It's coming out February 3rd on Xbox 360 and PS3, and its release date was announced this week.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Next up, the new expansion for Magicka is out. Magicka: The Stars Are Left. This is kind of like a Lovecraftian style expansion for Magicka. Of course, Magicka's had a large array of expansions released, but this one looks quite interesting. They've got a live action trailer for it, which you can watch, which is quite cool. But it's out now. It's only $3.99 on Steam, and you can purchase that.
Great. What about Iron Brigade?
So,
didn't we talk about this the other day?
Did we?
Sounds familiar. Iron Brigade. I seem to recall making jokes about it.
No, we didn't talk about it last week.
I'll make jokes about it to someone.
Probably me.
Iron Brigade.
So, Iron Brigade, aka Trenched, is now out on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Are they doing a sequel called Steel Brigade?
No.
What? They don't like tin? A bunch of noobs. Tin's fine.
So, that Trenched, of course, came out, was it back in July? It was ages ago in America. But it couldn't come out in the UK because of a copyright, a trademark on the name of a board game in Portugal, I believe, that was called Trenched. So they weren't allowed to release it, and they had to come up with a new name, and then finally release it just before Christmas. And it's called Iron Brigade.
As an apology, Steel Brigade.
As an apology, they're also giving you for free a survival mode and some new loot.
Apparently the engine has also had a substantial... Well,
I imagine that's Magicka.
Somewhat overhaul about Sonic.
I imagine that would be Magicka.
Marvelous.
Yep, Magicka has had an overhaul on the game engine. And... Yeah. What was that?
Marvelous.
Yeah. You will need a copy of Magicka as well to play that expansion, by the way, as it's an expansion pack.
Remember, we're on video, yeah?
I know. I'm sorry. Iron Brigade is available for 1,200 Microsoft points, as are all Double Fine arcade titles.
In other more important news, the Xbox Live Xbox Live dashboard update is released tomorrow.
Yes, it is, and Xbox... Not an Xbox, that sounds horrible. That sounds like I'm the kind of person who says, Xbox said this news. Microsoft have announced some details on exactly what's going to be available from tomorrow.
Love film.
Yes, for the UK, we have Love Film. That's all we have. Which is a shame, because I thought we would have like YouTube and everything like that. We don't get YouTube until after December. So, available on release of the new dashboard update, there's going to be Epics available in America, ESPN, which don't they already have that in America? Yeah, they're getting that again. Japan gets Hulu, America gets Hulu Plus, Canada and America get Netflix, something called Premium Playby in Italy, Sky Go in Austria and Germany, Telefonica España in Spain, and America gets the MSNBC Today thingamajig. But they have said later in December we will get a lot more of the things.
Dailymotion.
So we get Dailymotion, 4 on Demand, in other words 4OD. What else do we get in the UK? We get Blinkbox.
Whatever that is.
I saw that advertised in a Tesco's advert, it's another film streaming service like Love Film. We get Blinkbox, we get Dailymotion, Demand 5, which is obviously Channel 5's on-demand service. I didn't even know they had one, to be fair.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll put their films on it this year. Otherwise, what else does Channel 5 show? I don't know.
I think Channel 5 is sort of rubbish.
Yeah, we get MSN, Muzu.tv, never heard of that. And Vivo, which I have also never heard of, and YouTube. So they'll be available later in December. They haven't said exactly when. Hopefully it will mean December, because it'll be nice having
YouTube.
Well,
they said December, so
yeah.
We assume they mean December.
Well, there's not that much of December left.
It's only the 5th of December.
There's not that much left.
Something of a month.
Well, no, but the thing is, nothing will be released around the Christmas period.
Oh, man. Yeah, this stuff might be.
Really?
They could have it queued up on their servers, ready to rock at 8:05 Christmas Day.
True. That'd be quite cool.
And then there's a problem with it, and then like, oh, we can't fix it for another 2 weeks.
Sorry. And then finally, in 2012, at some point, they've said early.
BBC.
But early could mean quite some time. We get the BBC.
Good.
Which is nice, because iPlayer on... Well,
it's not
But then,
iPlayer.
No, they still haven't said iPlayer. They just say BBC. Whatever that means.
British
BBC
Broadcasting Corporation.
We also get MLB.tv and telenovelas/sport.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Possibly related to some crazy man from Bulgaria called...
I thought you were going to say from Beyond the Moon.
Velcro.
It's time for...
Name.
That.
Game.
Okay. So, last week, everybody would have heard this. What are you doing?
Looking around the block.
Catherine had no clue what it was.
It sounded familiar, though.
Nobody had any clues as to what it was, apart from some guy in the YouTube
land. Of YouTubes.
Called XXVickistXX.
No, could do kisses.
Mwah, mwah. Vickist, mwah, mwah. How's that? He guessed it was Phoenix Wright. He didn't say the full title, but I thought, we'll let him off. Officially, we need the full title, but preliminary GZs, because maybe he just, like, pressed enter by accident or something. The full answer was, it was Justice for All. Was the particular game...
Is that the second one?
I haven't played these rubbish games.
Justice for All. I do have that one.
So yeah, GZ to Mr. XXVickistXX. P.S. I have a proper username. Like mine. Dismirnov. Easy to say. Oh man, well I suppose it's better than Triple X Matmat. That'd be like me having Triple X Pawpaw.
I like that, Triple X Pawpaw. Sound funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Right, so this week we've got something probably a little... Well, I say probably a little bit easier. It really depends on if you've played it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so this is it. Clues. Westwood Studios. Clue end.
Was that like boxes breaking?
Mm-hmm. I never played the rubbish game. Blade Runner.
Come on. Oh.
Command and Conquer. I played Command and Conquer, didn't I?
Command and Conquer. What was it called? The one that wasn't an RTS?
Blade Runner.
Was it like Renegade or something like that?
Command and Conquer Renegade.
Mm.
No.
Oh.
Older than Command and Conquer Renegade.
Are we?
Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
10 seconds.
Westwood did not make Tomb Raider.
9, 8, 7, 6, 3, 4, 2, 1. Zip.
3, 4, 2, 1.
Shut up, man. So, the chat room guessed wrong. It's not Tomb Raider.
Something by Westwood.
It's not Tomb Raider. Catherine doesn't seem to know. There's the surprise. I don't know.
Don't be mean saying there's a surprise. You pick things I usually don't know anyway. On purpose.
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie.
So are you going to guess or am I just going to leave it with this?
Don't know.
Okay, you don't know. If you I don't think
it's Blade Runner.
You know what it is. Shut up, fam. You don't think it's Blade Runner. That's the only other West Wing game I can name.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say the answer.
Wouldn't I?
I don't know.
You never know, I might. If you think you know what the answer is, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a comment on the website, preferably on this week's episode so I know what the hell you're talking about, which you can find at gamercast.net. And as long as you do it within the next week, it'll be at the top somewhere where you can find it easily. Otherwise, leave a message on YouTube. Well, not a message, but leave a comment, and then maybe, if you're lucky, I might come across it. But I'm
I'll
not
always
gonna,
tell you if you got guests
I'm
on
not
going to
go across like 2,000 messages looking for something if we've got that many, which we probably won't. But never mind.
Well, comments stack up on YouTube.
I don't know, stack up. What does that mean?
You'll only get the most recent comment. So if you've had like 10 comments, you'll only see the most recent one. So you have to actually look at the video to read the comments.
Oh man, that's annoying.
Yeah. I've always done that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Releases this week.
Yeah, so what new releases have we got?
Not many.
Just Dance 3 is coming out on PS3 at last.
Are we going to have the things?
I suppose we can have the things.
I made a PowerPoint.
There we go. Look, you can see Just Dance 3 on PlayStation 3. Cool, man.
It's got two bonus Katy Perry tracks with it.
Cool, Katy Perry. Nice.
E.T. She's on a song called E.T.
E.T.
As in Extraterrestrial, I don't know. And Teenage Dream. It's got those on it, which are a bonus for anyone who buys it on the PlayStation 3. It requires, as you can see, you'll need these, the Move controller and thingamabobs.
Ooh eyes.
Eye toy camera thing.
Ooh eyes.
Eye.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Next up, we've also got Off-Road Drive.
Yes, Off-Road Drive is the newest game in the Off-Road series. I imagine, maybe...
This is they're all PC games, the rest, aren't they?
Are they? There was an Off-Road on the Wii.
I mean, the releases...
Oh, yeah, all the rest are PC games. So, Off-Road Drive on the Wii, Off-Road racing game.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Then next up, we have Darkstar.
There we go.
We've got Trine 2. We've got Darkstar. News. PowerPoint failure. We've got Darkstar, which we mentioned previously, not last week, the week before, which is like a live-action, full-motion video-style adventure game with a slightly cheesy look to it, making it more slightly like a 90s full-motion video game. But apparently it's also kind of black comedy-style, awesome sci-fi-ness, and apparently it's quite good. Don't make me spin around. Not loud. Yes, so Darkstar's coming out. Then we've also got... Trine 2. Which is the sequel to Trine, which was, of course, like a physics-based puzzle game. It once again features the same kind of the same characters. So you've got the knight, thief. Who else is there? There's a knight, a thief. Knight, thief, wizard. Is that it? Yeah. However, this one has co-op, so you can play with friends as opposed to just playing with yourself, because before you just have to switch the characters.
Who's that?
That's a big troll.
Who's that?
That's a knight.
Who's that?
It's a big troll. That's the Lego.
I thought it was a person.
And then in the left corner you got the thief, and in the right corner you got the
Peggy 12.
Or the Peggy Green. Yes, so it's a sequel to the original. They have upgraded the look, of course, because anyone who makes a sequel and doesn't make it look better, you know, it's kind of silly, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks nicer. They have co-op, you can play with a friend. If you don't have any friends with it, you don't have to play it co-op, you can still play it on its own, or on your own, and do all the kind of puzzle stuff. It's made by the same company, and if you buy the retail version, you get a little collection, which comes with a copy of the original, the soundtrack, and an art book. The copy of the original is a Steam key as well. That's all the releases for this week. I am purchasing, trying to.
I think out of all of those games, I'm going to buy Just Dance 3.
Oh, yeah.
For the Move we don't have.
Yeah, we don't have a Move. I've got a camera. You could use that. But then you'd just be dancing along to a camera. That's not like that's dancing. That's me waving my hands around.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to do a Skyrim review because, like I said, I'm not, like...
That's alright.
You got the preview of it last week, but I need time to play the game.
I'll review Zelda soon, when I finished it.
We don't want to review that Zelda.
Well, I'd love to review it now, but without having finished the game, I don't think I should.
No, you shouldn't.
But I'm loving it. Zelda is awesome.
Nah, Skyrim.
I don't like it, but Zelda is flipping awesome.
But it looks so bad.
No, it doesn't. It looks nice. Sit where I sit. It looks great.
Yeah, and I'm just like...
I'm not this far from the TV.
And I'll just still take my eyes shut and stuff. Yeah, that sounds great, yeah.
Although, I do find my arm getting really tired from using the Motion Plus Wiimote doodad.
Ooh, eyes.
Jib jab. But no, it's a lovely game. I will review it at some point. Because then I can tell everyone how amazing it is. But then it'll be full of spoilers, so it'll have to be a spoiler-filled review. What are you doing? You having fun there?
Yep, this is all that keeps me going.
Oh, you poor
thing. Twiddling with my buttons. Hey, look, it's like a nuke going off. Boom.
Oh. So that's kind of it for this week.
Yep, good.
If you've got a 360, don't forget to download the dashboard update tomorrow, because at least he's got the cloud save stuff, and the...
Can we stop saying cloud?
What should I call it?
Server.
The saving to a server that is not
you
in your house.
You can save it to a server
and then
on the internet.
Load the save from a different 360. It's good. It's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Aye.
Yes.
And anyway, that pretty much wraps the show up. We'll be back next week. Once again, we will be streaming live on Monday at 8 o'clock UK time.
Mm-hmm. There'll probably be a little less news, a little less releases.
Good.
But it's coming up to Christmas.
Good.
So not much comes out and not much is announced because you wait for the new year. However, it is the Spike VGA Awards. I always say that, the Spike VGA Awards, but it's the Video Game Awards. It's the Spike VGA's next weekend. So we will be talking about the winners and all the new announced games that will come out of that. Hopefully some Alan Wake 2 news, BioWare's new game, and whatever else happens.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward. I'm only looking forward to the awards, though, for the announcements.
Yeah, you can watch at gamercast.net/live. That's where you go to actually watch it, if you let me finish saying what I'm saying. And you can, of course, download the podcast and watch it on YouTube a day or two after it goes out live as well. You can also send us feedback by emailing feedback@gamercast.net or leaving comments on the website at www.gamercast.net/. Oh, and you need to put http the two dots and then more these slash things before the WWW. Okay.
Yeah, so if you're free, Monday, 8 p.m. GMT, UK time, whatever you want to call it.
Well, we're on GMT at the moment.
Go on gamecast.net/live and tune in.
Or UTC 1.
And then you can chat to us in the chat room and listen to us live.
Yes, hey, Baxter, Trusty Badger, Charlotte, and these other six people in there who I don't know.
Yeah, that person began with a K, left. Don't know who they were.
Yeah, whoever was K and left. KK, man, K. Yeah, so that's it for this week. Mm-hmm. We will catch everybody next week.
Bye.